Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is not a sad song. A sad song.
This is a guy by the name of Mike Sardina.
Song to sing when you're.
And he was known as Lightning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He had an act with his wife called Lightning and Thunder.
Song. Yes, it's a glad song.
And they were a, she sang Patsy Cline standards, but Mike, known as Lightning, did Neil Diamond songs.
One. Sing it, children. Song.
And there was an amazing documentary about Lightning and Thunder that was made and released in 2011. And Greg Coase is the director. And that documentary is now being turned into a feature film starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. It opens on Christmas Day. Greg Coase, the director of the original documentary, which is amazing, with us this afternoon. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How about you?
Fantastic. I'm so excited for you. And I just have to kind of tell you the way this went down. I'm sitting around, I think it was Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm watching football and, you know, half paying attention to the commercials. And I see this Neil Diamond thing come on. I'm like, oh, there's a Neil Diamond biopic coming out. So I then, you know, Google and I watch the trailer, come to find out, no. This is the story of Lightning and Thunder from Milwaukee that Greg Coase made this great documentary of 14 years ago. And you, not that you haven't lived out your dream so far, this kind of puts you into a different category with that dream, doesn't it?
You know, it definitely puts Lightning and Thunder in a different category for sure. You know, this was always their dream, was to be recognized by millions of people. And fortunately, this remake now, the Hollywood version of the documentary is going to do that. So I am just so thrilled for them and the crew that spent all their time and sweat and working on the documentary. It's a very rewarding, fun time for sure.
So how did you originally come about this story? I remember when I'm in Milwaukee, I mean, I think it was unfair to call them a novelty act, but they were very well known, and Summerfest is a huge, huge, you know, music festival up there. I know that that becomes an important part of your film, but you're doing other stuff and you're doing pretty successful stuff with NFL films, et cetera. So how do you get into this project with the documentary originally?
Really, just in the Cliff Notes version, I was working at NFL Films, where I worked for 10 years as a young man making films. And one of those films I made was for Harley Davidson, a documentary for their 90th or 95th anniversary. And during that filming, we heard the sounds of Neil Diamond coming across the state fairgrounds in Milwaukee. And I thought, you know, holy cow, Neil Diamond, we have to film him as part of the film. And our crews converged on this stage. And standing on that stage, it was a bar. Actually, it was a bar that was turned into a stage
right.
by Lightning. And it wasn't Neil Diamond. It was Lightning. And we filmed him. And then a couple of years later, the crew contacted me and on the East Coast where I live and said, hey, you won't believe it. This group that you loved, Lightning and Thunder, and filmed, they've experienced some difficulties in their life that are, you can't even fathom what happened to them. And I learned, and I wanted to help them. So I thought, you know what? I can make a documentary about them. and maybe that will help them, you know, get their word out of who they are and what they're doing and their skill and their love for Neil Diamond's music and entertaining people.
But you discover quickly, Greg, that helping them was not the right path to take in order to make a documentary, right?
Well, that's true. You know, I set out to help them, right? So on my first visit, I literally was helping them. I was lifting gear, you know, buying them dinner, driving them to a gig in Chicago. And I was a roadie / groupie. And I really wasn't wearing the filmmaker hat. And that's, I got home, reviewed the footage, told my wife all about it. And she said, you know, all these things you're telling me there sound amazing and really powerful and emotional, but I don't see them. You were too busy lifting amps and driving minivans. And I'm like, you're right. I should have been filming more. And so I recognized early on that, you know, my ability to capture emotion and make goosebumps with my filmmaking was how I was going to help them, hopefully.
I love what you talk about when you refer to goosebumps, because as someone who is a fan of entertainment, I've reviewed films for decades, and I love those goosebump moments. And Greg Cause, you've had so many of these. Now, one thing that happens, and the challenges are amazing with the documentary, I find this rather humorous. I think you might, looking back at it, but you get the film together, you're looking for an editor. You get an editor who's a very important person in putting a movie together, especially a documentary. And the first editor doesn't like Mike Sardina, who's Lightning, right? He doesn't think he's a likable character and doesn't want to edit the film.
Yeah, you know, he did. He worked on it for about, it was hard to find someone. And finally, I found someone to help out because I didn't have a lot of money. And it was a risk. You know, someone's going to have to really be into wanting to tell this story. And they set out to start cutting, and about 4 weeks in, they called me and said, I just can't keep working on this for two reasons. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, one, I'm really not excited about this guy, Mike. I don't think I like him. And I'm like, well, that's fair, you know, and you know, that's fine. And what's the other reason? He goes, well, you didn't get Neil Diamond's approval to use his music, and there's like 13, 14 songs in here.
Right,
and
right.
This is silly to keep editing without that. So that permission. So I said, thank you very much. And went on Craigslist and found another editor.
On Craigslist. You got him on Craigslist.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. So let me fast forward a little bit, because there's so much to your story leading up to, you know, what's happening on Christmas Day with the feature film. And I've shared this with my audience here a couple of times in a couple of days here leading up to our interview. So some of them might be familiar with it. But there's this moment on stage in Milwaukee at Summerfest, this huge music festival. My wife and daughter got to go back up there this past summer because my wife is a Whitefish Bay native. Unfortunately, I haven't been there in a long time. But Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam invite Lightning and Thunder on stage, and they do a song together, and it's really, really super cool. But not to spoil too much of the story, but when you have to get the music rights for the documentary, Eddie Vedder becomes a very important part of that story, doesn't he?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He does. You know, when I was, we'd worked really hard as independent filmmakers to get permission to use the music, and we had all of our requests in, and they were just taking a really long time to get through the machine. You know, there are a lot of people putting in requests in, especially for Neil's music and others that the publisher handles. And so that we were assured that going into its world premiere at the Slam Dance Film Festival in Park City that year in 2008, that we were fine to screen it. And then lo and behold, about a day or two before the world premiere, I got a cease and desist from the publisher saying, you know, we have not had a chance to review your request yet, so you can't screen it, you know, legally. And so I was in a bind. So I reached out to a phone number in my phone, and I just labeled it EV for Eddie Vedder. And I gave it a call as a rock and roll Hail Mary, hoping that he might be able to get the film in front of Neil Diamond. And of course, I only had that number. I didn't know if it was Eddie or not. I had it through doing some research when I was looking for the footage of that performance you mentioned, and thought it could be, but didn't know for sure. And then I just gave it a shot.
Well, and then Eddie even admits he's going to give it a shot, but he can't guarantee anything. And lo and behold, you get another phone call, don't you?
That's true. You know, Eddie, I did get a hold of Eddie, and he said, man, Greg, I'll do my best, man, but there's no, not a lot of time you're giving me. I'll try.
Yeah.
And so I said, thanks. And so then I prepared the film with no Neil Diamond music, just silence, because you could still feel the passion of Lightning and Thunder, because I didn't want to break any rules. I was going to do the right thing.
Right, right.
And so I had two masters, one with the music, one without. And we were at a little get-together at a dirtbag little sticky ski bum bar with the crew and family and Thunder. And the bartender came up to me and said, Greg Coase? I said, yes. And he goes, you have a call behind the bar on line two. And I was puzzled, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night in this snowy little town. And I answer the phone and I say, hello. And this voice says, Greg Coase? And I said, yes. And he goes, this is Neil Diamond.
Oh, my. Like,
and I just started bawling.
Oh, my. Yeah,
and
right. Said,
I've just watched your film that Eddie made me aware of, and I love, love, love this love story, and I'm proud to have my music involved, and I'm proud of our film. And, so Eddie came through, and we all kind of cried and celebrated as we walked across the street for the world premiere that night. And then my phone rang again. And this time it said EV on the phone. And I said, hello. And the voice said, Greg. And it was Eddie. And I said, Eddie. He goes, man, I just found out Neil watched the film and he loved it. And I said, I know. And he goes, how do you know? And I said, because he just called me.
That's
he
amazing.
Goes, no effing way.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, yeah, way. So anyway, yeah, it was a fun memory.
I love that.
For sure.
It is unbelievable. I'm getting goosebumps just listening to you tell the story. Now, I don't want to spoil the ending of your documentary because I rewatched it earlier this week and I had forgotten about the way that it had ended, Greg. I really had.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know, do they keep to that moment from your documentary in the feature film or not?
You know, the feature film tracks very nicely and with the documentary, and Craig's done a beautiful job writing the script, and I don't want to give anything
away.
Okay,
that's fair.
But people are checking the documentary out now because they can't believe that the things in the film actually happened.
And well, so, that's right. And that's what I think. And that's a great answer to that question. Now, the movie, you can watch it for free on YouTube. That's disappointing to me only because I feel like this should be a movie on Netflix or somewhere else. Is there a chance that maybe you get a distribution deal, a new one with the documentary in the aftermath of this film? Or is that not, I mean, people can watch the film. You want people to see the film, but is there a chance of that at all?
You know what? I'm not thinking about that. You know, the mission's accomplished. When Craig reached out to make a remake the film, and now the attention and the love and support that the studio and Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson and Craig Brewer and all the crew, everyone's giving. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled, and I put it on YouTube about 3 weeks ago, just for free, just because that was the intention of the whole project, was to help them. And so, you know, I don't know what
that's
word
great.
I can use.
No, I think it's amazing. And I've seen with my friends in Milwaukee and my media contacts there, Hugh Jackman was there a couple of weeks ago, just doing all kinds of interviews, getting Milwaukee excited. Now, I haven't seen the film, but I'll say this. I have a pretty good eye. And when I see the trailer, I think that Claire, and she is performed here by Kate Hudson. Boy, Kate looks like she nails Claire Sardina.
She does. She's amazing. She just takes all of her skills and brings them to the party and creates a thunder or interprets thunder beautifully, as does Hugh. Hugh does as well. I know there's lots. I mean, everyone's thrilled that Kate's got a Golden Globe nom for her performance and all. But, you know, Hugh is amazing, and he's a great lightning, and just from my experiences, limited experiences, just an amazing human being. He's really, really a masterclass in kindness. So,
well, I can't wait for people to see the movie. Movies don't open on Christmas Day unless they're really, really good. That's my experience. And Greg, honestly, congratulations. Your story could be a film and a documentary in and of itself. It really can. And I'm just so thrilled that this is, you know, playing out the way that you had hoped for all those years ago. It's just awesome. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm thrilled that it's that people are going to experience Lightning and Thunder's story. You know, it's an ordinary story, and we all have stories, right, Mark?
Yep.
So
yep.
It's everyone's got a story, and so they just happen to have theirs documented and now retold, and that's it's a beautiful thing.
Greg,
so I'm super excited for everyone to experience it.
Have a great Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. You too.
See you, children.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.